I did an interview with Jamel Gibbs, who is a big YouTuber, and he interviewed me on real estate and investing out of state. And so we actually cut this into two podcast episodes. So this will be part one, me getting interviewed with Jamel Gibbs. So enjoy. Welcome to the Everything Goes My Way podcast with your host, Logan Manzanettis.
Welcome to another podcast episode. This is the Business and Investing Podcast, where you learn all things business and investing related. So today, we're going to talk to someone I recently met, and we're quickly becoming good friends. Great guy, a pure real estate investor who's been doing it for a little while, and I think he's a great guy for you to learn from because he has a unique approach to real estate investing. Right now, he's investing in all 50 states. And where you hear most people talking about virtual investing, this is exactly what he does. But he doesn't wholesale in all 50 states. He's buying and holding in 50 states, which is obviously my language. He's talking my language, right? So passive income, real estate investing in all 50 states, doing it virtually. And how long have you been doing this, Logan?
Yeah, so we bought our first investment property just in 2019.
Yeah. So for everybody who has an excuse, who think you can't make money in this market right now, or who's just getting started, here's somebody who literally started 3 years ago and he's crushing it in all 50 states, buying and holding real estate. So we're gonna dig into his business. We're gonna talk about how he's doing this and how you guys can get started doing this as well. All right. I always want to encourage you guys to look past your current circumstances and see something bigger than yourself. Okay. Always look past your current circumstances because you're in that situation right now doesn't necessarily mean that you're always going to be in that situation, especially if you think bigger than what you're thinking right now. And I'm not saying that you're thinking small, but what I'm saying is your current circumstances doesn't dictate who you are or what you're going to become. All right. It'll only dictate who you are and what you become if you allow it to affect you negatively. So we're going to take all of the positive information from Logan today. We're going to see how he started literally 3 years ago and how he's crushing it in real estate and how you guys can do the same thing. Logan Manzanettis, what's going on, my man?
Yes. Thank you. And Jamel, like before we get started, I just want to thank you so much for having me on here and giving me the stage. You were amazing on our podcast you did a couple weeks ago, The Origin Story. We got to hear your story and your background. And if you guys have not seen that podcast and heard Jamel's Origin Story, we got him almost to cry a little bit, and he shared some really cool things with us. Honestly, it was really impactful. Me and my co-host Sam, we still talk about it. So thank you. So
let me bring something up about that. I did link that as if you guys look through my playlists, I have a guest feature from Jamel Gibbs playlist. Yep. Check out the Origin Story. These guys have a fantastic podcast, something unique, something different that I've never seen before. And what they do is they bring on business owners and they have business owners talk about their origin story, because most people see the end result of someone's success, but they don't hear how it all started. So I was able to really dive into some stuff that I wasn't even thinking about. It was an emotional podcast for me personally, and it really made me think about stuff that I haven't thought about in years. And we brought out some stuff that wasn't even talked about, that I've never talked about with anybody on that podcast. So I highly recommend. Matter of fact, I'm going to link it up in the cards for you if you're watching this on YouTube. But if you're listening to this on a podcast, definitely check out that episode. Go to my YouTube page at Jamel Gibbs, or go to Logan's page, which I'm going to link in the description box below. And you're going to see the origin story of Jamel Gibbs. For sure, man. But why don't you tell everybody a little bit about yourself, man? Tell them about your origin story.
You know, I just appreciate you having me on here. And I think when people hear that, like, oh, I'm buying 50 homes in 50 states, and I started investing in 2019, like, let me share a little bit before that, because all of a sudden it's like, how is this happening? Like, I'm maybe just trying to get my first deals with someone who's thinking about, who's on this podcast, maybe listening to, or maybe they're trying to get their second or third deal, right? Mm-hmm. And so I understand that, like, I didn't buy my first investment property until 2019, but like when I decided to make that decision, it was like 2015. So it actually took me 4 years to actually buy my very first investment property because I didn't know what I was doing. I didn't have the education. I didn't have the mentorship. I didn't have the money. I didn't have anything. Mm-hmm. And it was really 4 years of me just learning, getting educated, and going the slow path. And then, man, once I finally bought one, then all of a sudden I started to see the light and see, as you know, you've been in the game for a long time, Jamil, it's like how powerful investment real estate can be, not just from a cash flow standpoint, but how fast you can build your wealth.
Yep. Well, so, let me ask you this, man. Why do you feel like it took you 4 years to finally take action, though?
Yeah. So let me back up a little bit more. So I had a different business that was my main focus, which was the reason why it probably took me 4 years as well, because I just wasn't focused. Mm. And so I started a gym in 2013. I actually became a personal trainer in 2011, right after college. Left the big box gym, you know, like your 24/7 fitness gyms, like whatever they are, right? And started my own gym in 2013. And so I knew that I needed to create a business. And then from that business, the money I made from there, I would invest in real estate. Mm-hmm. Well, I didn't have the money. Again, in 2015, when I realized that I needed to start to invest in real estate. And so it was actually good because it taught me, or what I learned along the process, is actually how to make money first. And so I made money in my fitness business, and I ended up getting a mentor in 2017. A lot of people know who he is today. Nobody knew who he was back then. His name is Alex Hormozi, so he's big on YouTube now. But he basically gave me the blueprint of how to take my gym, which the previous year had done $60,000 the entire year. We did $50,000 in our first month working with him. And so we were able to really get a nice little boost from an income standpoint. And over the next 2 years, so that was 2017 till 2019, we were in a phase of our business called Stack Cash. Yeah. And so we stacked a lot of cash. And that's where we actually got our introduction into buying investment real estate. Was literally just the traditional, boring way you possibly can find an on-market deal, put 25% down through a traditional lender, like not something I would recommend to people today, but like that's just was our path into real estate.
Gotcha, man. Alex is definitely crushing it right now, man. A lot of people know who Alex is because his YouTube channel is blowing up, but a lot of people know who he is through the Gym Launch brand that he used to own. So, so you understood the value of, and this is what I took away from that particular part of the story. You understood the value of hiring someone to skip the learning curve, to help you skip the learning curve. And obviously the results spoke for themselves, right?
Dude, it was the first big investment that I had ever made into myself as an entrepreneur.
How much was that investment?
So just to put perspective, I was literally the fifth person to join Gym Launch. I was like right in the very beginning of it. So like he had changed the price for the first four people, right? And so my investment into that was 10 grand.
Okay.
And there was no payment plan. There was no anything. It was just like, it was 10 grand. Actually, it was half right then and then half in 30 days. Gotcha. Right? And I literally cried, Jamil. Like I cried. I was like, dude, like at that time, all I had was 10 grand and I literally had it underneath my pillow. Cause that's how like worried I was about money.
So that tells me something about you though, man. That tells me that you're number one, you were willing to put it all in, put it all out there. Most people are not willing to do that. Yeah. You understood the value of a mentor. You were willing to put it all out there. And because of that, look at what happened. You made 60 grand. Yeah. How long did it take for you to make that 60,000?
Yeah, so it was 50K. We made it literally in our very first month.
Within your first month. So you made all your money back. Great. You 5X your money in a month, basically. Yeah. Right? And you were afraid, I'm sure. You would, you know, you probably had some cold sweats at nighttime. Couldn't sleep.
I did not sleep very well.
You didn't sleep, but when you made the money,
I did.
You understood the value of a mentor. And most people don't understand.
And you know what's funny? You know what's funny about that, Jamil? Is that so that 10,000 was just for what Gym Launch. So Alex had a second program called Gym Legacy. And so out of that 50,000, I ended up giving like 20,000 of it more to him to join Gym Legacy.
But it was worth it.
Because I was just, dude, I was like, I don't care what it costs. I do not care, right? If this is what you showed me in the first 30 days, like, I was like, imagine what you can show me after that. Exactly. And by the way, like, the next program was even better.
So. Unbelievable, man. And that's what it's all about. You know, I do the same thing. I coach people in real estate in order to be able to help them grow their businesses a lot quicker. And as long as people follow the routine, man, I mean, The results speak for themselves. You know, I don't have to be online showing you fancy cars and stuff like that. I like to show results. Yep. And, you know, I pride myself on that, man. So for you, you know, you basically, you started in real estate through the gym launch sequence. Yep. You kind of found real estate from there. What sparked your interest in real estate in the first place?
Yeah, so I'm going to tell the old cliche story that a lot of people tell is, you know, I read Rich Dad Poor Dad, and again, like 2015. At that point, I was, like two and a half years into, like, my true entrepreneurship journey, and I was just looking for books. And the first book I actually read was Money Master the Game by Tony Robbins. Mm-hmm. I started listening to audiobooks at that time, and I was, oh, my gosh, this book is amazing, right? And I had a client at the time, because I was one of my personal trainer, who was kind of like my first kind of mentor. It was really cool because he paid me and I got to ask him questions about business, right? It was the most amazing mentor ever. Someone who was really successful. And I told him about this book I just listened to. And I was like talking to him all about, you know, Vanguard and all these other things. He's like, you need to read The Millionaire Next Door. I was like, okay. And so I read Millionaire Next Door, and then all of a sudden I was like, oh, I got all excited. And I was like, yes, we'll just save our way to wealth. And I told my wife about it, and she just wasn't quite as excited as I was. And I was like, huh, maybe there's something else. And so then I remember I had a buddy in college who talked about this book called Rich Dad Poor Dad. And I was like, okay, I'm kind of going down this rabbit hole. And so I read Rich Dad Poor Dad, and I was like, oh, that is it. That's what I'm looking for. And so that was kind of the book that was like, passive income, rich don't work for money, all those famous principles in there. And real estate just was the answer to basically all those questions for me anyway.
Yeah. I remember reading Rich Dad. So I graduated high school in 99. I remember reading Rich Dad while I was in high school. So around 99, awesome. Yeah, I think it was 99, maybe a year out, a few months out of high school is when I read it. And that kind of sparked my interest in real estate. And you know, I don't know if you know, but I used to work on Wall Street. I think I told you that before. Yeah. I used to work on Wall Street before. But then you have there's another book that really turned things up for me recently. Within the last 5 years, I want to say I read it multiple times. It's called The Richest Man in Babylon. And that book really, you know, not necessarily saying I didn't understand the value of passive income before, but that book really helped me and understanding the value of knowing how to invest your money and building passive income before it, you know, because of it.
Yeah.
So those two books really changed the game with the way I think about money. And I think it'll, you know, matter of fact, I'm going to link those in the description box for you guys to be able to check those out.
Yeah.
A lot of people are familiar with Rich Dad, Poor Dad, but they're not as familiar with The Richest Man in Babylon, which I think is probably one of the best books written of all time. Besides the Bible, there's no comparison there.
Yeah, it's an easy read.
Easy read, man. I love it.
The Rich Man in Babylon, too. Yeah. I like that.
Love those books, man. Great, great books, man. Yeah. So you started, you had an interest in real estate because of the passive income idea, because of the Rich Dad, Poor Dad situation.
Yeah.
You started building up a gym. You decided to, what did you do with the gym?
Yeah, so we kept the gym. So the way that I understood the Kiyosaki method was that you have some active income, and then all your active income that you save, right? Part of the Richest Man Babylon is that you save some of that money, and then you put it into, you don't just save it, but you also invest it into basically ways to make your money make more money.
Right.
And real estate was a thing for me. And so that's what we did. We just basically stacked cash, and all the money that we saved, we had it allocated towards real estate. And so at that point, again, from 2015 to 2019 was just me getting educated on trying to figure out what did that mean? Mm-hmm. And I would just watch a lot of Bigger Pockets episodes of entrepreneurs and real estate investors on there. I remember at the time it was about episode 300. So I actually don't even know what it's at anymore, but I was at 300 and I worked myself back and just listened to all these different entrepreneurs and real estate and talked about their different strategies. Everyone had different strategies. Everyone had different things. And I just, I took what made sense to me and was kind of fit my situation, my personality, and I basically formed my own formula based on listening to a ton of different people explain their stories. A
couple of things that you did really well, just listening to your story, man. Again, you know, we're going to repeat that you understood the value of a mentor, but along with the mentorship, you're surrounding yourself with people who are a few levels above where you want to be. And because of that, it helps you scale a lot quicker. Is that true or false?
Yeah, 100%. And there's one story I want to tell you too, because that was from like a standpoint of me from afar, mm-hmm. right? Just like passive listening. But I was part of a networking group inside our local market for my gym business. And it was called Biz to Biz, which is very similar to any sort of like B&I group across the country, where you have like one personal trainer, you have an insurance agent, you have a massage therapist, you have one of every different type of business inside a room. And the whole goal is for each person to refer each other business, right? Well, I was in that group for 2 years and I got like 2 leads. So it wasn't great for my business. Mm-hmm. But what it was great for is I met this connection in there. His name was Mike. And one day at the end of our meeting, every single person, they do our little elevator pitch, what they call it, where you talk about, you know, my name is Logan Manzanares. I'm with Big Sky Barbell. We have a 6-week challenge where you can lose 20 pounds in 6 weeks for free, yada, 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 right? Well, he started talking about some of his real estate and his rentals. And I was like, interesting. And this guy, he owned a blind guy business. I was like, that's kind of weird. But rentals was on my mind. And so I reached out to, or after the meeting, I was like, hey, like, let's go catch lunch. Just curious about you, what you got going on. Come to find out, the dude had like $30,000 of cash flow from real estate. And he had multiple businesses. And the only reason he was in the group is because he had some buddies that were in the group that just wanted he wanted some opportunity to hang out with him. I was like, oh my gosh, I think I found my rich dad, right? And so I was like, how do I provide value to this guy? I knew nothing about real estate. I didn't have any money. And I was like, I have no idea how I'm going to provide value to mm-hmm. him. And so I got me thinking. I was like, well, I'm a personal trainer. And well, everyone wants to lose weight. And so I said, hey, if I train you for free twice a week, would you teach you about real estate?
Found a local mentor.
Sure. I was like, amazing, right? And so I remember 2 weeks in to me training him for free, at the very end of the session, I was like, dang, I didn't put a timeline on this. And I had asked every single question I could think of about real estate.
Wow. but look at what you did.
It was amazing because I ended up training him for 9 more months. And what I learned, what I failed to realize, what I learned along the way was I was building a relationship with him. Exactly. So I was actually getting to know him and his family. And again, that was like 2015. And so fast forward to 2019, when we first got our first deal, like we'd stayed in communication, we'd stayed in contact. And I got my first deal. I was like, hey, like, do you mind just coming and just tell me your thoughts on it? Like, here are the numbers. Come check out the house. I remember him walking through the house and looking around. And he's like, yeah, it'll do. I was like, okay. And then he did that 2 more times with 2 other properties. And then finally, it was the 4th property that I found. And it was a deal on Craigslist that it was actually during COVID. It was like December 2020. The guy had ran out of money halfway through trying to rehab this property. And I found it. And I started talking to the guy. I was like, oh my gosh, this is a good deal. But I don't have the resources. I don't even have all the cash to be able to take this down myself. So I reached out to him. And he's like, let's partner on it. And I was like,
oh, I was going to say
yes. And that was it, man. And so since then, now that was our first deal that we did. And now we partnered on 4 more deals and current partners. Like, I love hanging out with him. It's something that we now have grown more into like a friendship and a partnership rather than just like a mentorship. So it's been really,
that's
cool.
A great story, man. I just joined. And for those of you listening, here's a quick tip for you. You might want to find out if there's like a business group in your area that you can join. I just joined the one of the business groups in my area. All of the businesses are part of this one group in my local city, and they have meetings multiple times per month. And it's a great way to meet people outside. The funny thing is, no one in the group is in real estate, but they all are cash rich. They're all business owners. So for me, it's a great way to meet private money guys. Great way to partner on other deals that I'm doing. So for a $250 investment, you know, just to join the group is worth it for me, even if I only pick up one private money lender. Same thing in your case. You joined the business group locally. Yeah. And
write that down.
Years later, it materialized into something big for you. But what I like what you did, and what most people don't do, is you offered value to him in exchange for value. So, for example, you said, how about I train you and you teach me real estate? You know, you offered something before you asked for something. And most people don't understand that concept. And if more people understood that concept, more people would be successful, in my opinion. You know, so
I think about that concept as I heard this from a mentor, actually, Alex. Mm-hmm. He talks about digging your well before you're thirsty. Right, man. And I think it's like one of the most powerful things you can do. And it's actually something I did with him, ironically enough, because this is the thing that he said it and resonated with me. And so going back a little bit to me working with Alex is that I worked with him actually as a client for, you know, a long time. But I was also one of the first gym owners he actually hired. And so I actually worked with Alex, for Alex as well, while I was still doing the gym. And I started working with him for free. Yep. Right. I started working with him, an opportunity to, like, he had like daily calls is what he called them. And they were 12 o'clock every single day. And he was doing them for a really long time. And so I was the one who actually replaced him on the daily calls. And I did that, but I didn't get paid anything to do those. But I eventually ended up doing some sales for him. I got paid for that. But it was just, again, a way that I could see I could provide value to him and try to take some, like, how do I serve him? And ironically enough, like, our relationship is like still strong. I still talk to him. And obviously now everyone knows who he is. And he's an amazing human being, but it's going back to that concept of just dig your well before you're thirsty, because ultimately, like, the relationship is what matters more.
What's good about him is he's young too, man. He's what, 31, 32 years old, made $100 million already.
Yeah.
And he's providing value just like you are, man. So you learn from the best, you become the best. You know what I mean? So where was that transition for you? Like, as far as mindset, going from being a gym owner to a real estate investor, when did that transition, like, when was there like an aha moment for you that kind of led you to say, okay, this isn't as hard as I think it is?
Yeah, man. So coming specifically from the fitness industry, it's like swimming against the current, right? And someone, as you know, who is big in the training world, has done competitions, you understand the level of commitment and dedication it takes to change your physique. Well, our primary clientele was just the average Joe Smo who wanted to lose 25 pounds and wanted to feel good about themselves and their body. And there's a lot of stuff that goes with it. But we had a very niche of that. The weight loss is that we were doing everything. We were doing nutrition. We were doing accountability. We were doing fitness. We were doing mindset. We were basically combining this. So our price point was pretty high. And so it was like swimming against the current, because it was like a struggle to pull people with us. Like, come on, come on, come on. And then like trying to swim away from us, and we're like trying to pull them back in. And so from the business standpoint, once I got into real estate, I was like, oh my gosh, this is freaking easy. Like people value homes. They value these things where people don't inherently value their fitness. They don't value health. And so once I got in the taste of real estate, I was like, me and my wife both, because my wife is in the business with me, and we're like, dude, like, this is so much more fun, so much more fulfilling. And instead of having to like pull on people, like people are pushing on us to like try to join our team and try to be part of this real estate business, reaching out to it. So just
gotcha,
man. I think it's like, it's super grateful that I went through that, because it taught me a lot about sales. It taught me a lot about commitment, a lot about dedication, a lot about sticking through things and being able to, you know, to claw. But then once I saw the opportunity of real estate, I was like, wow, like, this is, again, it's like, it's like swimming with the current. And in this phase of my life, I want to swim with the
current. Gotcha, man. And what was the mindset shift for you between the two? Was there a mindset shift?
Yeah. So as far as, I guess when you say mindset shift, in regards to
transitioning the style of business.
Yeah. So we did both for a very long time. And so up until just April of this year, we had both. And so April of this year, we actually no longer had the fitness business. The guy who was running my fitness business, he took it over. And we've been full-time real estate since April of 2022. So it's like 4 or 5 months now, I think. And it's been amazing. Like, just the attention that it takes to do two businesses has been very noticeable. And so now that we're all in real estate, like, more opportunities come to us, and because that's what we're focused
on. I would definitely agree with that. You know, if you're doing two things at one time, it's kind of difficult to be great at, you know, both of them. But if you focus on the one, you can become really, really good at it. At least that's been my.
And they're separate businesses completely. Like they had nothing. They had no verticals. Like we have other businesses that align with real estate, but
right, it was totally exactly. Separate. But it, because they were two separate businesses, it kind of took your, it takes your attention away from the one versus the other. You know
exactly.
what I mean?